فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين صدق الله العظيم.
As we are talking in this, about the series of our ancestors, and I think today is the 10th session of the series, we were talking about Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And his companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of Hijrah. And we talked about some of the important events that took place on their way from Makkah to Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Quba on 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it was Monday. And according to our solar calendar, it was 622. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Quba, and now I'm going to change the subject a little because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the main person and Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although we are talking about the life history of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, but the greatness in any person's life and the greatest achievement of any person's life is to be in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to be chosen for those special occasions is the greatest blessing that person can have in his life. This is the reason Umar radiallahu anhu used to say to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, I wish if I can give the reward of the whole of my life, and just by the reward of one night that you spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave of Thor. When you were hiding with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ. When he was saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying to his friend, his partner, don't grieve. This word, if all the Sahaba together wanted to buy that word from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he would not sell it to them because he is the only Sahabi who got the guarantee of being Sahibu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran. When they arrived Medina Munawwara or in Quba, nowadays Quba is part of Medina Munawwara, but in those days, it was a village just around Medina. People in Medina and Quba, they didn't know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most of those people had not seen him by his face. They believed in him. They accepted the kalima, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. But they didn't know who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had not seen him yet. Here Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did something that became an important lesson for the Ummah till the Day of Judgment. and shows us the understanding and the wisdom of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And as I mentioned before, the more we look into this person's life, we feel that he was full of wisdom. And he had nothing but wisdom and understanding. They came from this journey which was a very tiring journey. Nowadays, we travel by air. And after traveling for about 12 hours, we rush to get to our homes and we are tired and panicked. And here these people are traveling in the desert and trying to escape from their enemies. The enemies that are not just trying to imprison them, they are trying to look for their lives. These enemies would like to kill these people, escaping from those enemies, traveling in the desert and in that blistering heat of Mecca and Medina. When they arrived in Quba, people knew about it. There was a Jew who was watching. He was working somewhere in his farm. And he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming. He realized that this might be the same person, because the face of this person told that he has to be the messenger of Allah. And his partner has to be one of his believers. He announced and told the people that, "Oh, people of Medina, the person that you were waiting for a long time, he have arrived." So all the people left their work, their homes, everything, and they rushed to go and see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now imagine, hundreds of people are standing in line to shake hands with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with a person who had traveled for weeks, for days now, in that blistering heat and in the desert, without proper food. They want to shake hands with him. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the understanding. He knew that people don't know who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He whispered to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, why don't you just go and sit in the room? I will take care of this." And he started shaking hands with people. People don't know who they are shaking hands with. So after the whole line was over, and he shook hands with every person there in the line, and of course he was tired also, but giving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preference over himself. And now when all the people were done, he looked back towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some sunlight was getting on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got an umbrella and started giving some shade to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only people found that he is not Muhammad, that's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that's sitting over there. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu told the people, "You people have realized that he's very tired. This is why I made him sit over there. Don't disturb him now. Let him have some rest, and then later on you people can come back and shake Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands also." This shows the respect is not what normally we traditionally try to give a person respect. A person is on the other corner of the street, we will hold the door of the masjid for that person. He will have to run to get to us because he sees that the person is holding the door for me from that corner. And he feels shy that I don't want him to wait for me for too long. So he would run. And these type of traditional things, just to show our respect, is not the real respect. The real respect is to take care of this person in such a way that he will get the peace of mind. And this is exactly what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did. And after shaking hands with people, wasn't like a person like me who would say, "Now if I go and provide the shade to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an umbrella, people will think he's not the right man." No. He didn't mind putting himself down and showing to the people that I'm not the person, he's the person. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Quba for 14 days, as there is hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Even though there are different numbers in the history, but there is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari that says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Quba for 14 days. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm making it very brief because our main subject is not the seerah, is the life history of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This is why I'm skipping all the events and incidents that took place in Quba. But the very important thing was, where of course is part of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's life history also, that they built a masjid in Quba. That was the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did after the hijrah. Building the masjid in Quba. Even though it wasn't his final destination. It was just a station over there. But he built the masjid over there. Telling the ummah that whenever you go somewhere, that's the most important place you need. Before we need our homes, we need a masjid. Same thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did when he arrived in Medina Munawwarah. He did not build the home first, as normally we would do. Build our houses and then look for a masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us the other type of lesson. We are totally opposite. First thing we look for our homes and then we look for the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always build the masjid first and then he will look for a home. Imagine, after the hijrah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a guest to Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, a person who does not have a home, he is living with someone, a person especially like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does not want to disturb someone, who does not want to become a burden on someone. A person like us won't feel like staying there for too long. And the first priority will be, let me find a place for myself. Yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he built the masjid first, and then he built his home. In fact, after the masjid was built, then only other sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in started building their homes around the masjid. That came first, and then they knew exactly where to go and look for their home. Around the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very important lesson for us. And I don't want to change the subject and go into too many of these details. Going back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being in Quba. And spending the 14 days over there. We all know within these 14 days they got Jum'ah also. But here is a very important point for us to know, and at the same time a lesson for us to understand how to learn our deen and what are the sources through which we have to go before we can make any decision about any subject of our deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not perform Salatul Jum'ah in Quba. And here, we will have to ask ourselves, what's the reason for that? Why wouldn't he perform Salatul Jum'ah in Quba? All the ahadith are telling us that the first Jum'ah performed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed in Medina after the Hijrah. Before Hijrah, he never performed the Jum'ah. And the first Jum'ah he performed after Hijrah, after he left Quba and entered Medina Munawwara, that was on the day of Jum'ah, and there was a small clan in Medina Munawwara. There was a clan of Bani Salim bin Auf. He arrived over there, it was time for Salatul Jum'ah. He stopped over there and performed Salatul Jum'ah in Bani Salim bin Auf. That was the first Jum'ah performed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. What's the reason that he did not perform Jum'ah in Quba? If we go back to all the books of the Tafsir, they all would tell us one thing. And before I would mention that, it might be something that will click to our mind that Jum'ah was not felt before that. But let me surprise you by telling you this from the Hadith. And all the Mufassirin have mentioned this Hadith also under this ayah of Salatul Jum'ah. That Jum'ah became fard when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah. Jum'ah became fard when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah before the migration, before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina, Jum'ah was fard. We all know the five prayers became fard before, during the incident of Isra and Mi'raj. That he went of Isra and Mi'raj, when he went for Mi'raj and he got the five salah. After that, even Salatul Jum'ah became fard. And this is why I mentioned how important for us to know all the sources of our deen before we make any judgment about any subject of our deen. By reading one or two ahadiths, we cannot make judgments about the whole subject of our deen. If we look at this now, Jum'ah was fard. Did he perform Jum'ah in Makkah? All the ahadiths tells us no, he did not. He came to Medina. Did he perform Jum'ah in Quba? All the ahadiths tells us no, he did not. He performed in Jum'ah only after arriving Medina Munawwara. What could be the reason for that? Whereas he built a masjid in Quba also. And this is a point that we need to understand. When he was in Makkah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah, he sent a message, as Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu have narrated, he sent a message to Medina Munawwara to Mus'ab bin Umayr radiyallahu anhu, saying that Jum'ah became fard in Islam, now I want you to lead the Jum'ah in Medina. So he led Salatul Jum'ah in the house of As'ad bin Zurara radiyallahu anhu, who was one of the leaders in Medina Munawwara. So they performed, the first Jum'ah was performed in the house of As'ad bin Zurara radiyallahu anhu and led by Mus'ab bin Umayr radiyallahu anhu in Medina Munawwara. And that was the first Jum'ah in Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take any part in that Jum'ah because he was in Makkah. In Makkah they did not perform Salatul Jum'ah because it is obligatory for us when we call for Salatul Jum'ah and when we establish Salatul Jum'ah, we announce Salatul Jum'ah by our adhan and we allow every person to come into that place to perform Salatul Jum'ah. We cannot lock ourselves into a small room and every group of four people are performing their own Jum'ah. We have to open the place for all the Muslims to be able to come and perform Salatul Jum'ah, and we have to call for the prayer of Salatul Jum'ah. These two conditions did not meet in Makkah Mukarramah. Calling the adhan out loud was not allowed in Makkah. And allowing other people to come, it wasn't possible because how would they announce and how would they keep the door open and perform the salah with the jama'ah? There is a great fear of being attacked by the non-Muslims during the salah. These two conditions did not meet in Makkah. They migrated to Medina Munawwara in Quba. Now those conditions are met. These conditions are fulfilled. Then what's the reason he's not performing in Quba? Because Jum'ah has to be established in towns, not in villages. A small village that has nothing, only some people living in that village. They don't have their judges, they don't have nothing. A small village, Jum'ah is not farther than the people of those small villages. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not perform it in Quba, but as soon as he entered Medina, now he started establishing Jum'ah in Medina Munawwara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he arrived Medina Munawwara, and we all know, it was the happiest day in the life of Ansar, of the people of Medina Munawwara. And all the young girls are out and they are singing Tala al-Badru alayna min thaniyat al-wada', that this moon have come to us from the mountains of al-wada'. Wajab al-shukru alayna, it's obligatory on us now to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma da'a lillahi da'a, whenever we pray to Allah, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending this messenger to us. And of course, that was the greatest thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the people of Medina with. that they got the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their town. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them my neighbors. And then he tells the ummah that take care of my neighbors for my sake. And he said, when I'm buried over there, yet they will be continue to be my neighbors because I'm buried in the neighborhood. This is why when one of the scholars went to Medina Munawwara, he was a great scholar. He bought some milk from there, and there was, he realized after drinking the milk that some water was mixed with the milk. So I said, look at the people of Medina, the cheap people. They mix water with the milk. When he went to sleep, night time, he saw in his dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that I want you to leave my town. If you came to my town to get pure milk, then go and get it somewhere else. Go and get a pure milk somewhere else. If you came for my sake, then don't backbite my neighbors. Understanding the purpose of why we are there. We don't see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams, otherwise he would tell us a lot of these things. Those were the people who used to see him in their dream. So he would tell them. But we don't see him. Otherwise he would tell us, don't even come to my town. Of all the thoughts that you have about my town and people of my town. So, at least, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they deserve that respect. Sometime we see a child who's very misbehaving. But it might be a child of one of the people who is greatly respected by us. So we'll just be quiet and not say anything to the child just for the respect of that elder. And we'll take anything from that child just because of that man, because of the father. Same thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that just ignore their faults and their mistakes for my sake, because they are my neighbors. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina Munawwara. He built his masjid over there. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built his home also, and his Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in built their houses. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also, when he saw the masjid is getting built, of course these Sahaba, when they migrated from Makkah to Medina, they did not have a home in Medina Munawwara, so they started building their houses around the masjid, and they wanted to be as close as they can to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the way they built their homes was, none of them have a door going outside of their home from any other where. All the doors are opening inside the masjid, which means they are using one wall of the masjid and three walls outside to have their own homes. So all the Sahaba had their own doors opening into the masjid. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was one of those people. And after that, something happened that made all of the situation change, and the doors were closed. Windows were open. Finally, windows were closed. What was that reason? And under what circumstances these things took place? Inshallah, we'll talk about that in our next sessions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to follow the steps of these Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in and guide all of us to Surat al-Mustaqim. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.